Welcome back to the 8th episode of the Shine Solutions Cast. We are a lean tech startup. We are offering a premium service where we get clients better digital presence online in efforts to attract more customers, and then we analyze their main business drivers and help to achieve those goals. Confident we can do that, we need to up the tech skills and the tech abilities. Creating the website, there's opportunity for more functionality. And this takes time. So I've set a goal for this week to set aside time on the calendar to focus on coding and learning new skills with different coding languages. And to expand on this thought, what direction should Shine Solutions take this so we can better serve our clients, which right now is those business owners? Targeting the Orlando region, we'll work with anybody though. We've got the landing page, but what kind of functionality should we build into it? So this got me thinking, what kind of technical skills? So putting time on the calendar, learning to better code in these specific languages. HTML, CSS, JavaScript, PHP, and React. Actually, this is sort of an opportunity for an open question. What kind of functionality is really cool on websites right now at the end of 2024? I actually paused the recording and just Googled a little bit, and here's what I found. The search term was, find an example of a good feature on a website new in 2024. A bunch of responses said things like the following. I'll start with a few that I found. So social proof, building trust through testimonials, reviews, and community endorsements. AI personalization, using AI to tailor content based on user behavior and preferences. Solution-first approach, addressing user needs immediately to enhance relevance. Clear proposition, concise messaging to capture attention quickly. Brand transparency, showcasing how products or services are made to build trust. Interactive storytelling, engaging users with the brand's narrative. Marketing strategies, CTAs, calls to action, strategic placement, and design to guide user actions effectively. Intelligent automation, using AI for efficiency and personalized user experiences. Landing pages designed for specific user intents to increase conversions. And of course, SEO, search engine optimization. Essential with the rise of voice search and local SEO. Oh, and it seems like trends towards personalization, better conversations, providing actionable insights, user-centric design, privacy-conscious marketing strategies. This information was quickly found through Google searches that lasted less than 3 minutes, clicking on articles, reviewing them, putting them into Grok, and then getting a list just for purposes of organization. But through doing this, I actually learned that this is the direction that this company should be solving towards. Because if we're able to do all of these and provide these type of solutions for business owners, that's the premium service that we're aiming for. That's our target. All right, quick one, but that's the episode today. I hope that was informative and helpful. If so, let me know. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.